So you want me to tell you the story of my life?
Well, like I said, that's what I do. I interview people. I'm a collector of lives. FM radio, KFRC.
You'd have to have a lot of tape for my story.
Oh, that's no problem. I got a bag full of tape right here.
You followed me here, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose I did. You seem very interesting. This is where you live?
No. Just a room.
I want you to see when we get started. So, what do you do?
I'm a vampire.
That's something I haven't heard before. You mean this literally, I take it?
Absolutely. I was waiting for you in that alleyway. Watching you, watching me. And then you began to speak.
What a lucky break for me.
Perhaps lucky for both of us.
You, said you were waiting for me. What were you gonna do? Kill me, drink my blood, all that stuff?
Yes. But you needn't be concerned with that now.
You really believe this, don't you, that you're a vampire?
We can't begin this way. Let me turn on the light.
I thought vampires didn't like the light.
We love it. I only wanted to prepare you. Don't be frightened. I want this opportunity.
How the hell did you do that?
The same as you do. A series of simple gestures. Only I moved too fast for you to see. I'm flesh and blood, but not human. I haven't been human for 200 years. Please. How can I put you at ease? Shall we begin like David Copperfield? I am born, I grew up. Or shall we begin when I was born to darkness, as I call it? That's really where we should start, don't you think?
You're not lying to me, are you?
Why should I lie? 1791 was the year it happened. I was 24, younger than you are now. The times were different then. I was a man at that age, the master of a large plantation just south of New Orleans. I had lost my wife in childbirth. She and the infant had been buried less than half a year. I would have been happy to join them. I couldn't bear the pain of their loss. I longed to be released from it. I wanted to lose it all. My wealth. My estate. My sanity.
How many are you selling that deck?
Are you calling me a cheat?
I'm calling you a piece of stinking offal.
You lack the courage of your convictions, sir. Do it. Most of all, I longed for death. I know that now. I invited it. A release from the pain of living. At my side, to the pimp that followed. But it was a vampire that accepted.
money or you die.
Of the Mississippi, somewhere between life and death.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
I've come to answer your prayers. Life has no meaning anymore, does it? The wine has no taste. The food sickens you. There seems no reason for any of it, does there?
What if I could give it back to you? Pluck out the pain and give you another life. One you could never imagine. And it would be for all time. And sickness and death could never touch you again. Don't be afraid.
I'm going to give you the choice I never had.
That morning, I was not yet a vampire, and I saw my last sunrise. I remember it completely, and yet I can't recall any sunrise before it. I watched the whole magnificence of the dawn for the last time as if it were the first. And then I said farewell to sunlight and set out to become what I became.
Have you said your goodbyes to the light?
Yes.
asshole.
What did you see? No words can describe it. Might as well ask heaven what it sees. No human can know. The statue seemed to move, but didn't. The world had changed, yet stayed the same. I was a newborn vampire weeping at the beauty of the night. Perhaps you'd like another cigarette?
It's not bothering you, is it?
No.
No, I don't assume that it would be. It's not like you're going to die from cancer or anything, is it?
No. I don't think so.
What about crucifixes?
Crucifixes?
Yeah, can you look at them?
Actually, I'm quite fond of looking at crucifixes.
How about the old stake through the heart thing?
Nonsense.
Coffins. How about coffins?
Coffins. Coffins, unfortunately, are a necessity.
Don't worry. Soon, you'll be sleeping as soundly as you've ever slept. And when you wake, I'll be waiting for you. And so will all the world.
Blood, I was to find, was a necessity as well. I awoke the next evening with a hunger I had never felt.
Once you taste this, you'll never go to another tavern again.
You think so, Shelley? But what if I'd rather taste your lips?
My lips are even sweeter still.
He could eat the whole colony.
finish it, Yvette. Now leave us.
Can't you pretend, you fool? Don't give the game away. We're lucky to have such a home. Pretend to drink, at least. Such fine crystal shouldn't go to waste. I know. It gets cold so quickly.
You can live like this? Of the blood of animals?
I wouldn't call it living. Call it surviving. Useful trick if you're caught for a month on a ship at sea. There's nothing in this world now that doesn't hold some
fascination.
Yes. I'm bored with this battle.
But we can live without taking human life. It's possible.
Anything. Just try it for a week. Come into New Orleans. Let me show you some real sport.
Lestat killed two, sometimes three a night. A fresh young girl. That was his favorite for the first of the evening. For seconds, he preferred a gilded, beautiful youth. But the snob in him loved to hunt in society. And the blood of the aristocrat thrilled him best of all.
The trick is not to think about it. You see that one? Widow St. Clair. She had that gorgeous young fop murder her husband.
How do you know?
Read her thoughts. Read her thoughts.
I can't.
The dark gift is different for each of us. But one thing is true of everyone. We grow stronger as we go along. Just take my word for it. She blamed a slave for his murder. Imagine what they did to him. Evildoers are easier. And they taste better.
Enchanté, monsieur. Monsieur. Enchanté.
Where are we going?
Young man, you really amaze me. I'm old enough to be your grandmother.
You could have finished us both.
You condemn me to hell.
I don't know any hell.
Oh, that's more like it. You're... That's why I chose you. But you can't kill me, Louis.
feed. Not what you will. Rats, chickens, poodles. I'll leave you to it and watch you come around.
But just remember, life without me would be even more unbearable.
Here, all one needs is a pair of fangs.
You came from Paris?
Asked it, the one who made me.
Tell me about him. You must have learned something from him.
I learned absolutely nothing. I wasn't given a choice, remember?
But you must know something about the meaning of it all.
Why should I know these things? Do you know them? It's driving me mad. That noise! We've been in the country for weeks with nothing but that noise.
Yes, they know about us. They watch us dine on empty plates and drink from empty glasses.
Come to New Orleans, then. The Paris Opera's in town. We can try some French cuisine.
Forgive me if I have a lingering respect for life.
You'll soon run out of chickens, Louis.
Riding in the field. And how long since you've been to the slave quarter? Everywhere there is death. Are you still our master at all?
It'll be all of it.
I will not go and she'll listen to me. You must send away this friend of yours. The slaves, they're all frightened of him. And they're frightened of you.
I'm frightened of myself.
You hear me? Run! Please!
Burn everything we own! Have us living in a field like cattle!
You thought you could have it all.
Oh, shut up, Louis! Come here!
Is this fitting and proper enough?
We belong in hell.
And what if there is no hell? But they don't want us there. Ever think of that?
But there was a hell. And no matter where we moved to, I was in it. We rented rooms on the waterfront of New Orleans.
Your friend has no head for wine.
Don't worry. I can warm that cold skin of yours better than she can.
Do you think so?
All right. You're warm now.
But the price is high. Your pretty friend, I exhausted her. So soft. I can see you lying on a bed of satin.
Things you say.
Do you know what manner of bed? Put out that light. I cannot give it vital breath again. It needs must wither. For you, Louis, to pretend it's wine.
Not dead.
You're in love with your mortal nature. You resist the one thing that could bring you peace.
You call it peace?
Oh, we're predators. Whose all-seeing eyes were meant to give them to
Tatsumit! The girl is dead!
They take her, Louis! End that hunger!
No!
Now,
You're tired. You want to sleep.
It was coughing! A coughing! Leave me!
It's your coughing, my love. Enjoy it. Most of us never get to know what it feels like.
Why do you do this?
I like to do it. I enjoy it. Take your aesthetes, taste pure things. Kill them swiftly if you will. But do it! But do not doubt! You are a killer, Louis! What's that, buddy?
It's a coffin.
Well, so it is. You must be dead.
I'm not dead, am I?
No, you're not dead.
Not yet.
You finish this! You finish this now!
You finish it!
Save me from him! Save me! You let me go. I can't die like this. I need a priest.
My friend is a priest. He'll hear your sins before you die. Unless I make her one of us.
No!
Take her, Louis. End her suffering. End yours.
No.
Now, are you happy, Lily?
My God. To thank you for all I have to learn from.
The old world, Louis. They called it the Dark Gift. And I gave it.
Don't go that way, monsieur. It's a plague. Go back the way you came.
The way I came.
Didn't come back. Please wake Mama, monsieur.
Philosopher, my martyr, never take you and I. Oh, yes, this calls for a celebration.
Non più dry farfallone amarotto, notte giorno di torno girando.
There's still life in the old lady yet. Louis, come back. You are what you are.
Merciful death. Now you love your precious gift.
Her blood coursed through my veins, sweeter than life itself. And as it did, Lestat's words made sense to me. I knew peace only when I killed, and when I heard her heart in that terrible rhythm, I knew again what peace could be.
All I need to find you, Louis, is follow the corpses of rats.
Pain is terrible for you.
You feel it like no other creature because you are a vampire. You don't want it to go on.
No.
Then do what it is in your nature to do. And you will feel as you felt with that child in your arms. Even as a point of view, God kills indiscriminately. And so shall we. For no creatures under God are as we are, none so like him as ourselves. I have a gift for you. Come. Please. She's here.
What are you saying?
You need company, Louis, more congenial than mine. You remember how you wanted her? The taste of her.
I thought I'd killed her.
Don't worry, Louis. Your conscience is clear. To die then?
Vous m'avez appelé, monsieur? Oh, quel bel enfant!
Gently. Shaggy. They are so innocent. They must not be made to suffer. Good. Yes. All right now. Stop. That's enough, Shaggy. You must stop before the heart stops.
I want some more.
Oh, I know. But it's best in the beginning. Lest the death takes you down with it. Hmm? And you've done very well. Look at you. Not a drop spilt. Very good.
There's Mama.
Mama. Mama's gone to heaven, Shaggy. Like that sweet lady right there. They all go to heaven.
All but us.
Do you want to frighten our little daughter?
Not your daughter.
Oh, yes, you were. You're mine and Louis' daughter now. You see, Louis was going to leave us. He was going to go away. But now he's not. Now he's going to stay and make you happy.
Louis.
Fiend.
One happy family.
He did it to make you stay with him?
Perhaps. He knew me. He knew I would love her more than the waking world. But there was more to it. For he lavished affection on her. There's no doubt about that. Perhaps in the end he did it because he was lonely too.
Monsieur! I need more light! I shall go blind if you do not bring me another lamp. All of me can be tired during the day.
I am afraid, madame, my days are sacrosanct.
A little child she was, but also a fierce killer, now capable of the ruthless pursuit of blood with all a child's demanding.
Kids are better.
Claudia! Claudia!
Now, who will we get to finish your dress? A little practicality, shall we?
Remember,
give her into a home.
She slept in my coffin at first, curling her little fingers around my hair. Till the day came when she wanted one of her own. But still, whenever she awoke, she would crawl into mine. They found death fast in those days, before she learned to play with them, to delay the moment till she had taken what she wanted.
My chère petite fille. Why are you crying, child? Are you lost, my love?
Mama.
Oh. Hush now, don't cry. We'll find her.
Mama.
Almost.
Where's the thumb, girl? Where's the thumb? That little digit.
They're expensive. Maybe too expensive for a young girl like you.
Claudia, what have we told you?
That we're in the house.
To me, she was a child. But to Lestat, a pupil, an infant prodigy with the lust for killing that matched his own. Together, they finished off whole families.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now try something on a more somber note.
Time can pass quickly for mortals when they're happy. With us, it was the same. The years flew by like minutes. The city round us grew. Sailboats gave way to steamships, disgorging an endless menu of magnificent strangers. A new world has sprung up around us, and we were all Americans now.
This filthy water tide.
Lord, what I wouldn't give for a drop of good old-fashioned
Creole blood. Yankees are not your taste.
Their democratic flavor doesn't suit my palate.
Now that is pure cream. Trust Claudia to have found her. What? Don't you want her?
I want to be her. Can I, Louis? Be like her one day?
Won't you? More melancholy nonsense. I swear you grow more like Louis every day. Soon you'll be eating rats!
Rats? When did you eat rats, Louis?
It was a long, long time ago. Before you were born. And I don't recommend them. 30 years had passed, yet her body remained that of an eternal child. Her eyes alone told the story of her age, staring from under her doll-like curls with a questioning that would one day need an answer.
Another doll? I have dozens, you realize.
I thought you could use one more.
Why always on this night?
What night? What do you mean?
You always give me a doll on the same night of the year.
Oh. I didn't realize.
This is my birthday. You dress me like a doll. You make my hair like a doll. Why?
Some of these, Claudia, are so old. Tattered. You should throw them away.
I will, then.
Claudia. Claudia. Claudia! What have you done?
What did you tell me to do?
To leave a corpse here to rot?
I wanted her! I wanted to see her!
She's mocked!
Claudia!
Listen to
Mary,
how sweet
they're made! You want me to be a doll forever!
Claudia, don't.
Why not? Can't I sing like everybody
vampire gone insane that pollutes its own bed.
And if I cut my hair again?
It will grow back again.
But it wasn't always so. I had a mother once, and Louis, he had a wife. He was mortal, the same as she, and so was I.
Claudia!
You made us what we are, didn't you?
Stop her, Louis.
Did you do it to me?
why should I tell you? It's in my power.
Why yours, Moon? Tell me how it was done.
Be glad I made you what you are.
You'd be dead now if I hadn't. Like that damned corpse. Now get rid of it!
You get rid of it. Tell me why. You've got to tell me.
You see the old woman? That will never happen to you. You will never grow old. And you will never die.
And it means something else too, doesn't it? She'll never ever grow up. I hate him. Tell me how it came to be that I am this thing.
For 30 years I had avoided that place. Yet I found my way back there. With hardly an upward glance.
You fed on me.
Yes. And he found me with you. And he cut his wrist, and he fed you from him, and you were a vampire then, and have been every night thereafter.
You both did it.
I took your life. He gave you another one.
And here it is. And I hate you both.
As I walked years before, when my mind swam with guilt at the thought of killing. I thought of all the things I'd done, couldn't undo. And I longed for one second's peace.
Locked together in hatred. But I can't hate you, Louis. Louis, my love. I was mortal to you. You gave me your immortal kiss. You became my mother and my father. And so I'm yours forever.
You will never let us go.
No. Really?
What is it now? Irritating. Very presence irritates me.
Nothing.
And I'll tell you something else. I found someone who will make a better vampire for me.
Was that supposed to frighten me?
You're spoiled. Because you're an only child. You need a brother. Or I do. Weary of you both.
I suppose we could people the world with vampires. The three of us.
That's
my plan.
What plans?
you're the father of lies. I want things to be as they were.
Isn't it pestering me then?
Oh, Lestat. I must do more than that.
I've bought a present for you.
Oh. And I hope it's a beautiful woman with endowments you'll never possess.
Why do you say such things? You haven't fed enough. I can tell by your color. Come and see. Don't be angry with me. When I saw them, I knew they were for you. Drunk on brandy wine. A thimbleful.
Claudia, Claudia, Claudia.
Well, you certainly have outdone yourself.
I promise I'll get rid of the bodies.
Forgive you, Jonathan?
Yes.
Absinthe. You've given him absinthe.
No. Pardon. Yes. It killed them, unfortunately. But it keeps the blood warm.
You? You let me drink? Dead blood? You let me drink?
One lesson you taught me. Never drink from the dead.
Louis! Put me in my coffin. Put me in my coffin.
I'll put you in your coffin!
My God!
Devils bring you to your rest. Should we burn him? Bury him? What would he have liked, Louis? The swamp. He deserved to die.
Then perhaps so do we. Every night of our lives. He was my maker. He gave me this life. Whatever it is. Shouldn't have been this way.
I did it for us, Louis. So we could be free.
Missed him? He was all I knew. It's as simple as that. We were like two orphans learning to live again. We booked passage to Europe. Over the weeks while we waited for the boat to arrive, she studied the myths and legends of the old world, obsessed with the search for what she called our kind.
Look who we forgot.
Let's set them free.
Yes.
It's the carriage.
Life, these old hands still. Earthquake, furioso. Moderato. Potable, perhaps.
How could it be?
Ask the alligator. His blood helps. Then on the diet of the blood of snakes. Toads and all the putrid life of the Mississippi. Slowly, Lestat became something like himself again. Claudia, you've been a very, very naughty little girl.
Seemed to spread through the quarter. I stood on that deck, fearful he would come out again in the very river like some monster to destroy us both. And all the while I thought, Lestat, we deserve your vengeance. You gave me the dark gift, and I delivered you into the hands of death for the second time. Though the ship was blessedly free of rats, a strange plague nonetheless struck its passengers. Claudia and I alone seemed immune.
We kept to ourselves, pondering the mystery of each other. We reached the Mediterranean. I wanted those waters to be blue, but they were black. Nighttime waters. And how I suffered then, straining to recall the color that in my youth I had taken for granted. We searched village after village, ruin after ruin, country after country, and always we found nothing. I began to believe we were the only ones. There was a strange comfort in that thought. But what could the damned really have to say to the damned?
You said you found nothing?
Peasant rumors, superstitions about garlic, crosses, the old stake in the hearts. But one of our kind, not a whisper.
So there are no vampires in Transylvania, no Count Dracula?
Fictions, my friend. The vulgar fictions of a demented Irishman. Paris, September 1870. The city I had always dreamed of. I was Creole, after all, and Paris was the mother of New Orleans. A universe whole and entire unto herself. Euphoric was I that I yielded to her every desire. So it was, when I'd given up the search for vampires, that a vampire found me.
The world for an immortal, and this is what I find.
Ring the petite beauty with you. No one will harm you or won't allow it. And remember my name, Armand.
Now remember what I told you. They'll have different powers. They'll read your thoughts if you let them. He's the one. That's the vampire.
Two lovers wandering down the violet way, whose passionate embraces each to each permit no meditations on decay, until they find themselves within my reach.
Vampires who pretend to be humans pretending to be vampires.
Avant-garde.
The monk whose soul with heaven doth commune and spends his days in pious contemplation. He will meet his maker all too soon. For all his prayers gets no remuneration. The lesson endeth here, and it is this. Each one of you my clammy hands must touch. Each one must bend his forehead to my kiss. Hark! Methinks a mortal doth approach. What have we here? What beauty by my side? A rose in bloom, a shrinking violet. Perhaps she has a mind to be my bride. Perhaps my lesson has not ended yet.
I don't want to die.
But death we are, and death we've always been.
Someone help me! Please! No! What have I done?
We all die.
Help me out!
Death is no respecter of age. It can come any time, any place. Just as this flesh is pink now, so it will turn gray and wrinkle with age.
Let me leave, I don't care.
Then why should you care if you die now? And suppose death had a heart to love and to release you. To whom would it turn his passion? Would you choose a person from the crowd there? A person to suffer as you suffer?
Oh, yes, Monsieur Vampire, take me. I adore you.
You with your tongue. Where? You know what it means to be loved by death? To become our bride.
Monsters. We live beneath. Let me show you.
Monsters.
Yes. And very beautiful.
My home.
Two vampires from the new world come to guide us into the new era as all we love slowly rots and fades away.
Are you the leader of this group?
If there were a leader, I would be the one.
So you have the answer?
So you have questions.
What are we?
Nothing. If not vampires.
Who made us what we are?
Surely you know the one who made you.
Yes, but the one who made him. The source of all this evil.
I understand. I saw you in the theater. Your suffering. Your sympathy for that girl. You die when you kill. You feel you deserve to die and you stint on nothing. But does that make you evil? Or since you comprehend what you call goodness, does it not make you good?
Then there is nothing.
Perhaps. And perhaps this is the only real evil left.
That God does not exist.
I know nothing of God or the devil. I have never seen a vision nor learned a secret that would damn or save my soul. And as far as I know, after 400 years, I am the oldest living vampire in the world.
And it's as I always feared.
You fear too much. So much you make me fear. The one who made you should have told you this. The one who left the old world for the new.
The one who made us knew nothing, nor did he care.
New?
Come, beloved. It's time we were on our way. I'm hungry. The city awaits.
The place was empty as we left, silent as the grave. And as we blundered through it, again came the thought, I have wronged Lestat. I have hated him for the wrong reasons.
How did you wrong him? You said a name.
Yes, a name I don't care to say again.
There is but one crime among us vampires here. It's the crime that means death to any vampire. Kill your own kind.
You think I would let them harm you?
No, you would not. Danger holds you to me.
Love holds you to me.
Love?
Love.
You would leave me for Armand if he beckoned you.
Never.
He wants you as you want him. He's been waiting for you. He wants you as a companion. He bides his time in that place. He finds it as dull and lifeless as we do.
Perhaps, yes.
Do you know what his soul said to me? Without saying a word. Let him go, he said. Let him go. Is that what I should do, Louis? Let you go. My father. My Louis. Who made me.
It'll be all right.
You really believe that?
Returning from the war, each victory has inured him against sorrow. Till death comes by and chucks him from his home.
Who was waiting for you? Listen to me. Lottie is very dear to me. She's my daughter.
Your lover.
Oh, my beloved, my child.
You say so, you're innocent.
She's in danger, isn't she?
Jeez.
Why?
I could give you reasons. Her silence. Her youth. It's forbidden to make one so young, so helpless. That cannot survive on its own.
Then blame the one who made her.
Did you kill this vampire who made you both? Is that why you won't say his name? Santiago thinks you did.
We want no quarrel with him.
No, no, he's already begun. If you want to save her, send her away.
Then I leave too.
So soon? Without any of those answers you so longed for.
You said there were none.
But you asked the wrong questions. Do you know how few vampires have the stamina for immortality? How quickly they perish of their own will. The world changes. We do not. Therein lies the irony that finally kills us. I need you to make contact with this age.
Do you see? I'm not the spirit of any age. I'm at odds with everything. I always have been.
But Louis, that is the very spirit of your age. The heart of it. Your fall from grace has been the fall of a century.
But the vampires in the theater?
Useless. They can't reflect anything. But you do. You reflect its broken heart.
knew him well enough not to mourn his passing.
I felt a kind of peace at last. I had found the teacher which Lestat could never, I knew now, have been. I knew knowledge would never be withheld by Armand. It would pass through him as through a pane of glass.
Madeleine. Louis is shy.
Drink.
Do it, Louis! Because I cannot do it. I haven't the strength. You saw to that when you made me.
You haven't the vaguest conception under God what you ask.
Uncle Sam is here. I have.
You have found your new companion, Louis. You will make me mine.
How do we seem to you? Do you find us beautiful? Magical? Our white skin, our fierce eyes. Drink, you ask me.
Do you have any idea of the thing you will become?
You are evil, since you cannot be evil. And I shall suffer for it no longer.
Don't make me do this. I cannot!
Yet you could do it to me. Snatching me from my mother's hand, like two monsters in a fairy tale. And now you weep. You haven't tears enough for what you've done to me. You give her to me, Louis! Do this before you leave me! I love you still. That was the torment of it. But who will care for me, my love? My dark angel, when you are gone.
What do you think she is, Madeline? A doll?
A child who cannot die.
A child who did die.
A daughter.
For the others. For you,
Eternity in a box. Walled in a dungeon, the only company will be your screams. Perhaps it will take centuries.
Take it!
Thank you.
Maybe twice in his own eternity.
Maybe it was to quench those tears forever that I took such revenge on him.
You, didn't I? From the terrible dawn.
You were their leader. They trusted you.
You made me see their failings, Louis. They were doomed, stuck in their decadent time. And they had forgotten the first lesson, that we must be powerful, beautiful, and without regret.
And you can teach me this?
Yes.
To be without regret?
Yes.
Then what a pair we could make. But what if it's a lesson I don't care to learn?
What do you mean?
What if all I have is my suffering? My regret?
Don't you want to lose it?
So you can have that too. The heart that mourns her. Her that you burnt to a cinder.
Louis, swear I did.
But I know you did. I know. You regrets nothing. You
feels
nothing. If that's all I have left to learn, I can do that.
Goodbye.
Yes.
I will die.
No, you are dead. And you want me to quicken you once more. And as much as your invitation might appeal to me, I must regretfully decline.
For years I wandered, Italy, Greece, all the ancient lands, but the world was a tomb to me. A graveyard full of broken statues, and each of those statues resembled her face. Then, out of curiosity, boredom, who knows what, I left the old world and came back to my America. And there, a mechanical wonder allowed me to see the sun rise for the first time. In 200 years. And what sunrises, seen as the human eye could never see them. Silver at first, then as the years progressed in tones of purple, red, and by long lost blue. In the spring of 1988, I returned to New Orleans, and as soon as I smelled the air, I knew I was home. It was rich, almost sweet, like the fragrance of jasmine and roses around our old courtyard. I walked the streets, savoring that long-lost perfume. And then on Britannia Street, only blocks from the Lafayette Cemetery, I caught the scent of death. And it wasn't coming from the graves. The scent grew stronger as I walked. Old death. A scent too faint for mortals to detect. Past, Lestat.
Yeah. Beautiful, Louis. You always were the strong one.
Don't be frightened.
I mean you no harm.
You've come home to me then? You remember how I was? The vampire that I was.
Yes, I remember.
No one could refuse me. Not even you, Louis.
I tried.
Yes, you tried. And the more you tried, the more I wanted you.
Scott, it's false light. It can't harm you. On those who cross my path. But all my passion went with her golden hair. I'm a spirit of preternatural flesh, detached, unchangeable.
You don't understand yourself. You're not empty. What people wouldn't give to be like... What I wouldn't give to be like you. To have your power, to be able to have seen the things that you've seen in your life.
You haven't been listening.
Yes, I have been listening. The story you told me is incredible. It's amazing.
Do what you want with it. Give the story to others. Learn what you can.
There's only one way I'll ever truly learn. And you know it. Now, you brought me up here for a reason, didn't you? Didn't you?
And what reason would that be?
You want a companion. You want a link to the outside world? Well, that's me. I mean, take me. That's what I want. I want what you have. I refuse to let it end like this.
Dear God, I failed again, haven't I?
No, you haven't failed. God has nothing to do with it.
Do you like this? Do you like being food for the immortals? Do you like dying? No.
Thank you.
1791 was the year it happened. I was 24, younger than you are now. The times were different then. I was a man at that age. The master of a large plantation just south of New Orleans. I had lost my wife and childbirth.
Somebody changed my shorts.
She and the infant had been buried less than half a year.
It's good stuff.
I would have been happy to join them.
Good stuff.
I assume I need no introduction. I feel better already.
Most of all, I long for death. I invited it. A release from the pain of living.
Oh, Louis, Louis. Still whining, Louis. Have you heard enough?
But it was a...
I've had to listen to that for centuries. Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you the choice I never had.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year, storming many men's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had a moment of doubt and pain. Me, damn sure, I'm tired.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Oh, yeah.
dreams.